Page 9, President's Message, by Donna Pomerantz and Jeff Tom. It seems as if it were yesterday when I shared with you in our family room, the fall conference and convention, that I would not be seeking another term as your president due to serious health reasons. Many of us shared tears that day as a number of you contacted me later and let me know you would be sending me prayers and good thoughts. Those prayers and good thoughts continue to give me strength and support. We still do not know exactly what is happening, but it is definitely related to how my body is choosing to deal with stress and this work. This has not been an easy decision to make, as my parents have raised me to be a strong woman who faces everything head-on and acknowledges the good and the bad of all that comes my way to make me stronger. As I have chosen to move away from the seat of CCB president for myself and those I love, I do that with peace, as I know I must think of me and my family first so that I may move toward healing. I will continue to work on a much smaller scale on projects Jeff wishes me to continue supporting. I also know that the CCB president will be someone who has sat in this seat before. He has been of great support in the policy arena during my 4 years as your CCB president. It is with continued forward movement I ask you to read below some of Jeff's words he wishes to share with you in the remainder of this article. Page 10. It is almost impossible to imagine how someone can work as hard as Donna has continued to do under the adverse circumstances which she has had to face. Yet that is exactly what she has done, and fortunately for all of us, she intends to continue doing so in a number of areas. Her assistance will be absolutely invaluable. In those moments when I am not pounding away at the computer or talking on the phone, I have engaged in a great deal of reflection on the many positive lessons that I have learned under Donna's 4 years of leadership. It is my hope, and only time will be the judge, that what I have learned from her during the last 4 years will help to make me a better leader. However, Donna's accomplishments go far beyond her leadership style. Under her leadership and through the work of so many of you performed on her watch, we have advanced in a variety of areas, from website improvements to the policy arena, from scholarships to the Mutt Strut. In my view, however, the centerpiece of Donna's term is that your board of directors, under her leadership, has put into place a bold but necessary strategic plan. This plan is a blueprint which, if we take on the incredibly difficult task of its implementation, it will make a tremendous difference in virtually every aspect of the way in which CCB operates. Page 11. Most of all, implementation of the strategic plan will enable us to successfully tackle what I perceive as our two greatest challenges, fundraising and membership. This president's message does not contain sufficient space to go into the myriad of details covered in that plan. Suffice it to say, however, the many potential initiatives envisioned by this plan will not come to fruition without both input and work by you, the membership. Thus, we are at a crossroads. We can take the easy road, where we continue to do some very fine work on behalf of persons with visual impairments, but where we gradually decline as a result of a lack of resources, both financial and otherwise. Or we can take the hard road. The hard road requires the will to succeed and to embrace change, constructive dialogue, the putting aside of egos and personalities, the willingness to compromise, and a lot of elbow grease. Moreover, this doesn't just apply to the president, the board of directors, and the committee chairs. The culture to move this organization forward must come from each and every one of you. I will end with one more request, and although it is one that every president makes, it is perhaps never more important than during this time in our history. Let me know in what ways you think you can contribute to CCB. Where do you think your knowledge, skills, and aptitudes fit into moving CCB forward? Even if you are unsure, contact me to talk about it. You may always call me at 916-995-3967 or email me at jeff.tom@ccbnet.org. We are here to improve the lives of people who are blind or visually impaired through the California Council of the Blind. Let's get on with the task.